From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Weather, rising input costs, inflation, it's hitting everyone over the past couple of years. And BJ Thurlby, president of the Northwest Cherry Growers, says transportation costs are higher too, and that will likely hit foreign markets a bit harder.
With the U.S. dollar being so strong right now, it's got a few different importers that we work with around the world a little nervous because they're thinking, wow, by the time we get them here, we're going to have to be selling these cherries for $12.99, $13.99 U.S. per pound.
And those higher prices, Thurlby says, means we'd better deliver.
On a year like this where we have these higher costs, you've really got to deliver a great product. And so we've been kind of bouncing that back against our growers, just kind of reminding them to go all in on this, because if we're going to be able to harvest this crop, we're going to need to have great fruit.
The Southeast Asian markets, Thurlby says, have had their own challenges.
You know, a lot of those countries are quite a ways behind the United States in terms of vaccination rates. So they all had these COVID breakouts finally, and it was just bad timing for, you know, the Northwest cherry growers.
But Thurlby says that was last year.
We're expecting to have Southeast Asia back because right now, you know, knock on wood, these markets appear to be reasonably clear of COVID and back to normal operations. So that's a positive for us.
Northwest cherries should begin coming off the trees within a few weeks, a bit later than normal, but delicious nonetheless. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.